second parak of Shabbos Mishnah. Hey, we are now starting new halachas. They're pertaining to lights, lamps, but not specifically to the mitzvah of halachas of Shabbos. And the malacha we're discussing now is the malacha of mechabes. One is not allowed to light a light, and he's not allowed to put out a light on Shabbos. The classic form of putting out the light is you're not just doing it to get rid of the light, because that's a malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. You're not doing it for any positive purpose. You're just removing something undesired. The classic way of doing it is you burn some wood and you put it out so that you use the charred wood as charcoal, or you like we saw before, you have a new wick and you lit it the first time and you put it out right away, so it should be used. It should be easier to light afterwards. In both cases, putting out the fire is to make the remaining wick or remaining wood used as a better wick or as charcoal. So the cases of our Mishnah are cases of melacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. You're putting out the fire not for the purpose of making the wick or making the charcoal, but just to get rid of the fire. Therefore, says the Mishnah, mechabes haner neishu mitzion bnei agoyim. He's afraid that the goyim coming that may damage him, and he wants to put out the fire so it won't be discovered. Bnei alistim, or the type of ganovim that can damage him or steal. And we're talking about here that sakonas nefoshes, bnei ruach ra. Person is has some type of sensitivity, psychological sensitivity to light, and it could be a sakana for him to leave on the light. It's for a sick person to fall asleep. Potter. Now, the Gemara says that this case, potter, very often potter means also to Rabbanah. Since all these cases of our Mishnah are talking about a case where it's sakana and nefoshes, it's permitted lachatzila. You're allowed to put out a fire to save somebody's life, or to save somebody from danger of sakana and nefoshes. But kechotel aner, kechotel Hashem, it's because he wants to save the lamp or save the oil. He doesn't want to just have it burnt out. He doesn't need it anymore. Kechotel apsila, he doesn't want the wick to be burnt out. Chayim. This is the opinion of the Tanakhama that holds melacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa is also midaraisa, and therefore, once again, the only time it will be permitted is the pikuach nefesh, and there won't be pikuach nefesh. The also midaraisa to do it. Yeah, the ma'aser tachoyel is sheyesh lo sakana. That's once again, it's permitted even if the melacha midaraisa. Rabbi Yosi poter bekulam. Rabbi Yosi patters in all these cases. That even if you're doing it just to save the oil or the lamp, it's only a point of him is also mizrabana, but not mizraita, because he holds melacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa is mutter mizraita, it's only also mizrabana. Kamavan, since it's also mizrabana, you can't do it stam, and if it's a chayla she'ena by sakana, it would also be prohibited to put out the light, because one is not doing it to melacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa, but it's not a chayla either. If one does, then it's only the Rabbanon. Chutz min apsila bnei shu oisa pechem. In the case of the psila, which like we said before, it's a new wick, which you put it out for the first time so that you can, it'll be easier to light afterwards, then you're doing a positive thing to the wick by putting it out, and that will be lafa shetrich l'adufa, which will be also nidaraisa, even according to most of the Rishonim Paskin Melacha She'ena Tzricha L'gufa is not also Midaraita. The Rambam is an exception to the rule, holds also Midaraita. Halacha L'maaseh Mikra Din, we Paskin that it's Midrabbanan, but we take it very seriously since there is a Shita to Rambam that is Midaraita.